Welcome to the People Who Read People podcast. I'm Zachary Elwood. In this episode, recorded January 1st, 2021, I'll be interviewing a woman named Celia about her experiences with online dating. I ask her about indicators and reads she uses when looking at online dating profiles and pics that help her determine if a guy might be a good potential match. The original reason I wanted to do a dating-related interview was to ask about what it was like dating in the age of COVID. But it turned out there wasn't actually much interesting to say on that subject, mostly just things you'd expect with less dating in general and a few in-person meetups in the park and such, taking things slower as you'd expect. So I ended up cutting out that part of the conversation and just left the stuff that seemed more generally interesting. This is the first of two interviews I did about dating, so if this topic interests you, look for another dating-focused episode in the near future. A little bit about Celia. She's a straight woman in her 30s, and she lives in Portland, Oregon. We left out her last name to give her a bit of privacy, but if you're single and after listening to the interview, you think Celia sounds like a good potential match for you, reach out to me via my website, readingpokertells.video, and I'll pass along your info to her. Okay, here's the interview. Thanks for coming on, Celia.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Speaking of getting reads or indicators from people's bios or your interactions online, are there certain things that you've noticed that signal a likely good match or a likely bad match? You know, for example, like, you know, maybe you see somebody, a guy's holding a fish and that's a, you know, a bad sign for you or something. Do you have certain things like that you've learned that are, you know, kind of out of the ordinary indicators for you or ones that everybody wouldn't know, in other words?
Men, whether they realize it or not, are really good at showing who they are through their photos. And I would like to know the inside thoughts of that process. Like, I just sometimes just really wonder. I will always swipe no on shirtless guys, guys holding fish because I'm vegan. But even outside of that, it's just like, are you proving to me that you go outside? Are you a provider? Like, I don't know what you're doing. Cool.
Do you see a lot of fish? Just a quick question.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of like a cliche, but it's real.
It is a thing. It's very real. Yeah, and I don't know. Like, maybe there's something, maybe there's a cliche women's photo that, like, I have that I don't know about because I don't, that's the other thing is I don't see women's pictures, which is a whole other thing that would be interesting to do sometime. But yeah, if a guy's holding up his middle finger in a picture, like, cool. I found a picture of a guy the other day where he was sitting on the toilet. Whoa. With his pants around his ankles. And I was like, that's not going to be for me. You know,
he's relaxed, you know, he's relaxed with himself.
He's relaxed, but I don't understand what guys think they're doing with their photos. Like, are they're obviously, if they're holding a fish or they've got a mirror selfie of themselves flexing or they're shirtless, like they're trying to sell me on sleeping with them, I think. But if you're holding up a middle finger or you're sitting on the toilet, what are you saying? I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, that's different demographics.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Anything else come to mind as far as like interesting, you know, reads you get from people's photos or bios?
If I could say anything to men on dating apps, it's to have a female friend go through your photos. Because there's always one photo where the guy is giving a look that looks a little murdery. and I can prove this because my friends that I find, I have two single male friends that I've known forever, and they are even guilty of this. One of them has a murdery face right now in one of his photos. And I don't tell them, because how do you text your friend and say, hey, I saw you on a dating app and you look kind of murdery in this one picture. You should probably take it off.
It's a good tip.
You know, but that's like the one thing where there's always like you're swiping and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, no.
How would you describe the murdery? Because I think about 20% of my photos are murdery, but I'm curious how you'd describe them.
It's just like the guy's looking at the camera a little bit, maybe too intensely, or just at an odd angle, or maybe his eyes are a little too wide. Like, it's just like
something like intense, anxious looking or something like that, or intimidating.
I've dated enough unstable men that like I can see it in that look. I'm like, oh, that's not going to end well, maybe.
Or just, even if it might, it just triggers something in you that, you know, they're just not choosing good photos.
Yeah. No, they're not. Yeah.
Because, I mean, we can all have a bad murder photo, especially guys.
but don't put it on your dating profile.
Right, exactly. I think people aren't aware of the quality of the murdery photo. They're not in tune with it. Yeah.
Right.
So I have a story about looking at a prison dating site, and there was I was just perusing it. It was for fun. I wasn't looking for a date. But there was a guy who said his bio included, "I'm handsome, smart, funny, etc." And he, you know, etc. was in that sentence, which really cracked me up, right? Because it's like just these, you know, I'm everything good, basically, and etc. Whatever else you can think about. That still cracks me up. But it made me wonder if there, do you ever see kind of indicators of like, this person's being very vague in their bio, and that's maybe a clue that they're deceptive or somebody you wouldn't want to go out with? Any stories like that you have?
One, I think bios are the worst, like for everybody involved. Like, it's hard to write them. And the bio matches the pictures like 100% of the time. Like, you're not going to get somebody with a shitty bio and then like these really awesome photos where he looks like a model. Like, it tends to line up, but it runs the gamut. Like, you'll get people that write like a million sentences and I don't read them, and then you'll get people that like write short things. I actually went through some profiles the other day and took some notes so that I would have some examples for you. This one guy wrote, "Don't swipe right if you're easily triggered." And I was like, cool. That sounds dangerous. Next. Yeah. Somebody put, "Unpopular opinion, John Lennon was not a good person." Okay. Cool. Oh, this is the best one. So I just dyed my hair, so it's brown now. But at the time of this profile coming into my life, this person said, "You should not go out with me if you have blue hair, a septum piercing, and blame all of your problems on the patriarchy."
Charming.
And at the time, I had blue hair and a septum piercing. And I mean, the patriarchy has caused me a lot of trouble. It's just like, who hurt you? Where is she? Does she want to hang out with me? Because it sounds like we should be friends.
I do feel like a lot of these guys that have so much anger like this, they had some bad experience in their past that made them bitter or something.
Yeah, it's bananas what people put on their profile. But, you know, since there are nice guys who put stuff like, "Hey, I like my cat," and there's a whole lot of, "I like to go hiking," and "Let's go get tacos." Oh my God. The word taco is the same as a fish picture. Like, I don't understand why every guy seems to think that I need to know that he likes tacos.
What do you think, if you had to guess, what do you think it is about the fish and the tacos? Because I have a theory.
I just think that it's like the pumpkin spice latte. Like, maybe every girl says on their profile that they like pumpkin spice lattes, and so every guy goes out and says, "I have to have a fish picture because that shows that I'm a man, and I have to have a taco reference because that shows I'm a millennial, and also I want to eat tacos." Like, I want to eat tacos too, but it's not the defining thing about me.
Do you see a lot of mentions of hiking?
Yeah.
That's pretty standard. I would always put that down like at work kind of things where they ask you what you're into. And I would always put hiking, even though I just for something to put, because I didn't know what, you know, I was like, yeah. Oh, well, I'm in the Pacific Northwest and I occasionally hike. So my theory is with the fish and maybe with the hiking and maybe with the tacos, but that's a stretch, but maybe it's the desire to, you know, we're so kind of alienated in the modern society from real things. So there's this desire to show something that is kind of real and authentic, you know, and for guys that would be like, "Look, I fish, you know, I did something authentic and is kind of like some old traditional pastime." Right. Mm-hmm. And I think hiking, you know, is a bit like that. And I might even theorize tacos because they're ethnic, but safe. So it feels like something like, "Oh, I like to eat ethnic foods and it's an authentic ethnic food, but it's fun. And I don't know, I'm just theorizing here. I'm just throwing it out there, but yeah. I have a feeling all these things are related to people wanting to latch onto something that feels authentic and genuine, you know.
It almost feels like, hey, here's this normal thing that everybody likes. I like it too. Here, look, I'm normal. You know, like it feels that for me, just because I wouldn't call myself a normal person. I'm quirky, as much as that word is overused. And so when I see somebody being normal on their dating profile, like that's not it for me. And so I think maybe that's why it turns me off so much, is because they're like the fishing photo, the taco thing, like it's all very quote unquote normal. Maybe people just want to like seem normal.
That's actually probably a better
approachable,
a better guess than mine.
Yeah.
Well, I was stretching. I think I was stretching too far.
No, it's all open for interpretation. We'll never know unless I go out on a date with somebody who's got a fish picture, and that's just not something I'm willing to do for you.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day. Let me know if you do. what about pictures of you know, dogs and cats? Is that maybe more likely dogs for guys? Is that safe to say?
It happens a lot, and unfortunately, most of the time, it's not their pet. People, like, I mean, I have a picture of me that I've used where I'm holding a puppy. Okay, maybe two, but I put a disclaimer that it's not my dog, and they do too, but there's a lot of that going on. It's like, oh, here, look, there's a picture of me with this cute animal, but it's not actually mine.
So they are pretty honest, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. They wouldn't want you to meet you and then find out they don't have a dog. That would be,
yeah,
that would
be bad. Yeah, where's the dog?
But there's something, that's another thing that's kind of like normal. It's like, look, I can hang out with animals.
Yeah, they don't run screaming from me. I'm safe.
And animals are cute. So there's that whole cliche of like guys liking dogs because it makes it more likely people will, you know, women will talk to them or something. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard such things. Any other things come to mind for indicators, like picture or bio indicators that are interesting reads for you as to somebody's, what they're like?
You know, I look for people that usually keep things short, that aren't trying to sell me on them, because it just, you know, I don't have time to read a bunch of stuff. And again, what you're writing online could be completely fabricated.
Right.
You know, I stay away from the people that are angry at someone and writing their profile to reflect that. I don't know what they're trying to do with that, but there's that that comes up, and I'm like, why are you so angry on your profile? Like, I'm not going to date you if you're mad.
Right. It seems like, I mean, you shared a bio of somebody we mutually knew their dating bio. And I was kind of shocked at how just kind of bitter and arrogant they sounded. And it was just this long list they had of things they didn't like. And I was like, yeah. It just, my mind was kind of blown, because I was like, I can't imagine ever writing a dating profile like that, that just, even if I met his qualifications, he just sounded so judgmental. I'd be like, yeah, there's no way I would ever. Do you see a lot of that kind of like clueless kind of arrogance in bios?
It's there. I mean, it's a mix. I think that I probably avoid a lot of it because I'm like everybody, I'm looking at the pictures first. And so generally speaking, like I said, the profile and content and the pictures kind of relate to each other. So maybe the dudes holding semi-automatic rifles in their pictures are going to be more likely to write stuff like that. So I don't see as much of it. But with that person, it did surprise me, because in real life and through his pictures, he didn't look like it was going to be an essay of judgment
grievances.
And grievances. Right. Was so funny. And it's unfortunate, you know, and that's the other thing about dating profiles. Like, anyone could see that stuff, right? Like, it's not like people don't know their dating apps. It's not like people, I've seen multiple coworkers on dating apps, and I just assume people are going to see me on them too. And so
right.
I'm not going to write stuff that makes me look like a bad person, even if I am a bad person. Like, don't put that on your dating profile.
So have you had experiences with catfishing, you know, people not seeming like they were, anything like that?
I haven't had any like negative dating experiences from dating apps. Fortunately, I haven't felt unsafe at any point with any of the people. I mean, I always go in public. Like, my thing is coffee or food. Like, I don't go show up at someone's house. But they always look like their picture. They, in general, are the person that they say they are when they show up.
Do you ever judge people on how smiley they are or unsmiley? Like, is there like a line where it's like they're smiling too much, they seem like kind of vapid, or like maybe they're not smiling enough and they seem too serious? Is there some sort of, you need some sort of in between?
I need at least one smiling photo. If you're not smiling in any of your photos, I don't think we're going to have a good time. You know, like, that's concerning. Usually if they're smiling in all of their photos, it's one of two things. It's either the really pretty guy who only has like the posed like smiling photos, or the guy who is just a total goofball and he's having fun with it and he's putting up funny pictures of himself laughing and smiling, and that's cool.
Is it a red flag if you see them have the same exact posed face in every photo? Does that worry you a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, like if somebody has, it's so funny that the variety of the things that people do, like if it's all selfies, it's a no. Like if it's all mirror pictures, it's a no. It's always good to have a picture of you with another person, or at least a picture that was obviously taken by another person.
To show you're not a murderer.
Yeah, and to show that you exist in real life around other people and other people tolerate you, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You've been able to be around someone else at some point, yeah.
Yeah, and then got a picture off of their phone or had them take a picture with your phone like they were within touching distance of you, I don't know.
Right, social proof, they call it. Yeah, like proof that there was someone else likes you in some way. Have you ever had the experience of going on the date and they were much less attractive than you thought they would be?
I don't think so. There's like a proportion thing that I don't know how to, like, I think that's the only way to explain it. Like, you look at someone's pictures and then they show up and they're proportionately different in real life. Like, they're taller, or they're shorter, or they're...
There's a range of, you know, acceptable difference. Range. Yeah.
It's not that it's unacceptable difference. It's just like, oh, I mean, there was one guy that I went out with that looked, I could tell it was him, but it felt like a cartoon version of him that I met. Like, I was just like, oh, you look less like that picture, but that is a picture of you. So I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, the picture choices are interesting, because probably, like, if you took, you know, 10 pictures of us, we're picking the one that looks unlike the other ones. I feel like it's not that representative usually. So, but we, yeah, like you said, there's a range of acceptable difference there when you meet someone. You're like, oh yeah, that is definitely was them.
Yeah.
So there was an interesting study by Michael Norton, and it was about learning a little bit about people before we meet them can actually make us like them less. And it was a familiarity breeds contempt kind of study showing that that can be an effect. And it made me think there can be a downside to, you know, whether it's someone telling you a lot about themselves in their bio, or, you know, you Googling them before meeting them. It seems like there's a potential to, you basically end up learning something about them that you don't like, was the point of that study. Does that ring a bell for you in regards to like reading a somebody's long bio and they tell you a lot of details about themselves and you're like, oh, I read something that threw me off of wanting to contact them? Do you feel like maybe that is an indicator that shorter bios might be better?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing is that we're all human, right? And there's always going to be something about someone that you don't like. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is likely some missed opportunities happening because, you know, maybe the fact that I'm vegan isn't that big of a deal in reality. But if somebody sees it on my profile, they're like, oh, forget that. Like, I'm not even going to touch that. You know, but like
they have built-in prejudices about whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think it's important to put stuff like being vegan on your profile. So weed that out, but more like random things like I don't like black licorice. Maybe that would really make someone hate me and doesn't need to be on my profile because it's not going to be an issue in real life. If that makes sense.
Well, yeah. And that was kind of the point of that study and some other similar things I've read is people might learn those same facts about you when they meet you in person. And it would be they'd be much more accepted because, you know, when we meet in person, we're much more generous with each other and we're, our social instincts are to respond more to people and they're more likable in person. Whereas like, if you read those same details in a bio, they might turn you off. So it would seem to me like, yeah, there's definitely some strategy there around like, you want to give enough information to be appealing, but not so much as to trigger any, you know, maybe weird trigger points people have, you know, whether, but that's a good question about veganism though, because I could see arguments for either.
Yeah, I've seen profiles that say, don't date me if you're vegan. And I get, you know, my little vegan heart broken a little bit because I have hope for people in general, but then I'm like, okay, I guess that's fair. Like if you know, that's not something that you can compromise in any way about, then yeah, I guess I shouldn't be even thinking about dating you.
Yeah, I would think that would make me think that they were so close-minded, I wouldn't want to hang out with them.
They really love meat.
Personally, but that's, I'm a vegan too. So the thing is, I think a lot of people have these various prejudgments about things. You know, like I think a lot of people just probably don't even understand what veganism is really about or what the philosophy is behind it. And they just have some prejudged thing where they just think there's not much reason and they think vegans are morally arrogant or whatever they think. They have all these prejudgments, you know, whereas I think a lot of those same people, if they actually like hung out with a vegan who explained things to them, they would actually see the point, you know, and I think that's true of a lot of issues. It's like, we're all more generous when we are face to face and we'll actually listen to someone and be like, hey, they're a normal person and they have reasons for what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For putting the vegan in there, I'm curious if you put something like, you know, against animal cruelty. I wonder how that would impact your responses. And then, like, nobody could ever accuse you of not being forthright because it's the same idea. Wow. I kind of feel like so many people have a vegan trigger. It's so weird because I feel like if you explain to people what the philosophy was without using the word vegan, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Wow. Yeah, you know.
Just a random idea. If you ever want to experiment, I'd love to hear how the experiment goes if you do change it.
The thing that a therapist told me once was to be 100% me. And the more me I am, the more I'm going to attract someone who is a good fit for me. So as much as it might sting to get less matches because I say that I'm vegan, I don't know that that's a bad thing. Because again, the closed-mindedness thing, like right off the bat, you're cutting off all the people that are like, oh, I don't even want to know about that. You know, that saves me from ending up with chicken in my fridge.
I definitely didn't mean to suggest that it would even be a good idea, because I struggle with that too. Because I thought about putting vegan in my Twitter, you know, not for dating, but just putting it in my Twitter. And I'm kind of like, am I going to convince people more without it? Like, are they just going to see that and not follow me or something? But that's a different dynamic. You know, it's not dating, obviously.
But it's the same concept of like pointing out something about you that's potentially going to limit your audience. And that is just a human thing. Like, do you put it on your Twitter? Do you put it on your job application? Do you put it on your dating profile? It doesn't really matter what the thing is. You're just trying to see what makes you appealing to people and not off-putting, but also authentic. And it's kind of like having to build that persona.
Right. It's getting back to that question of like, how much do we really tell about ourselves in these short snippets? You know, it's like, what really represents us and, you know, is doing us the most service or whatever? Yeah. It's a tough question. Yeah. There was another research paper on dating that said that one of the main indicators that a date went well, you know, for both the man and the woman in a man-woman dating scenario, one of the main indicators that of a good date was the woman talking about herself, because it showed that she was relaxed and wanted to share. Whereas if she wasn't comfortable and not feeling the date, she wouldn't talk about herself. And I'm curious if you can relate to that.
In a sense, I think that I'm definitely more reserved in my topic of conversation if I'm not getting a good vibe. At the same time, like, I've done customer service for 14 years. So I'm pretty used to just leading a conversation. So if that means, you know, I'm open, I'm direct, and I'm used to just talking to people. So it's likely that I'm going to talk a lot about myself, because that's what I'm there to do, is to show who I am.
Communicate. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't think it's that I would share less about myself because I'm not having a good time. I would just be less engaged in a conversation in general if I'm not having a good time. It's an interesting thing to think about. I'm going to have to think about that on my next date.
Well, this has been great. This has been Celia. Thanks for talking to me. It's been great.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share all of my anecdotes about dating. It's fun to finally be able to say all of that stuff.
This has been the People Who Read People podcast with me, Zach Elwood. If you want to learn more about this podcast, check out my site, readingpokertales.video. To contact me, you can use that website or reach out to me on Twitter at @apokerplayer. The intro music is by Small Skies. Just a reminder that if you're interested in dating as a topic, I have an upcoming episode where I interview a guy named Scott and ask him some similar questions. The music playing right now is actually written and performed by Celia. So as not to give the wrong impression, Celia wanted me to point out that this recording is from quite a few years ago, and it's been a while since she's made music.
It'll be okay for you to call me baby. It'll be okay for you to see inside of me. I swear I'm sweet underneath a sea of bad dreams. I swear I'm trying to give you everything you need. It'll be okay if you have questions for me. It'll be okay if the answers don't come easily. They don't come easily.